Gentlemen.
Sit down.
Hey, Munoz, any chance we can do without the jewelry? Oh, come on, man.
So? Hey, anybody got a cigarette?
No. He don't smoke either.
All right. Cool.
We've driven 7 hours to talk with you today, Mr. Wells.
Floyd. Please, call me Floyd, man.
So let's just slide on past the cool talk, Floyd. Now, your warden tells us you might have something for us. We don't believe you. So it's your job to convince us that we're wrong.
Right to it, huh? Woo, I like that. But, first, we gotta talk about my deal. I mean,
Floyd. Come on, Floyd. All right.
First, I talk. Then we deal. I was feeling kind of cooped up, you know, just wanting to head out. And it wasn't on account of no bad deal with Mr. Clutter, nothing like that. No, sir. He always treated me straight, same as he treated any man who ever worked for him. Fact is, I liked Mr. Clutter. I did. His whole family, nice people. Anyway, it was about 10 years after I pulled 3 to 5 in here. Petty stuff. I mean, come on, man. I took a long
time. How'd you meet Hickok?
They put us in the same cell together for maybe a month. I don't remember how it first come up. Must have been we was discussing jobs, you know, different kinds of work we'd done.
That was when you told him what a nice man Clutter was, what a nice family he had.
So he asked me if Clutter was rich, and I said, sure. After that, man, Dick wouldn't let up. How big was his farm? How old were his daughters, right? Did Clutter keep a safe? And I told him, yeah. Well, something like a safe in this, around his desk somewhere. Next thing I know, man, Dick's talking about killing Mr. Clutter, right?
All by himself? Hickok was gonna go down there and kill Clutter all by himself?
No, man. With Perry. Perry Smith, real quiet guy, said he's part Indian. But Dick always said, man, if ever a chance for a big score come up, he'd count on Perry to go partners with.
Yeah, das ist sehr gut.
In this world today that we are living, some folks say the worst of us they can.
Wunderbar, wunderbar.
When we're dead in a casket,
yeah, smile, smile.
Lilies in our hand. Won't you give me flowers while I'm living? Give me flowers while I'm still alive. Oh, won't you please give me some flowers while I'm living? Don't save all the flowers till I've died.
Yeah, that's good. Sehr gut.
Don't save all the flowers till I've died.
Bravo. This it ain't a baby. The way it ought to be.
Hey, Perry, why don't you go fishing? Catch us some dinner, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm paying enough geld for this damn boat. At least we can have free dinner.
Das ist gut, ja. Du bist ein ganz glücklicher Hund. Du wirst einen ganz großen kriegen heute. Ja.
On deck!
Well, I hope you find him for his own sake. He wouldn't run unless he was in trouble again.
How many bad checks this time, sir?
7. I can't pay any of them. I wish the Lord could tell me what happened.
Ma'am, have you ever met this man? His name is Perry, Perry Smith.
That's the one. That's what happened to Richard, that friend of his.
When did you meet him?
Oh, Richard brought him home one time. He said he was a friend and wanted to know could Perry sleep here.
I said no. One look, I saw what he was. Clear as water where Dick had met that one.
They went off on a weekend trip, and I know that Perry Smith put him up to writing all them bad checks after they got back from that trip.
Your son tell you where they were going, ma'am?
Fort Scott. Perry's got a sister down there, and she was holding money for him.
$1,500.
They were gone overnight.
When was that?
It was a Saturday. Saturday, November 14th.
And then they came back on Sunday, November the 15th. What time?
Noon. Yeah, it was noon. Dick ate him a late breakfast, and then he fell asleep. Guess you could say that was unusual.
It was because of a hunting rifle that Richard was first sent to prison.
That's his gun. Him and his brother go out once in a while. After rabbits, mostly.
All he done was borrow a hunting rifle from a neighbor's house. He had no idea stealing it, and it was the ruination of him. That penitentiary in Lansing, when he came out of there, he was a plain stranger to us.
Do you have any idea where your son might have gone?
Open a map, point your finger. I don't know.
Selling that car was gonna buy us a boat, Dick. It was gonna get us to Cocos Island.
You already sold everything we came down here with, Dick.
Well, that's you got that stole my guitar, and you spend it all.
You don't feel a thing about anything, do you?
You don't know what it's like, Dick, to have a guitar as long as I had mine and get it stolen. Wax and shine it, fit it to your voice. You know, you treat it like it was a girl you really had some use for. Still one of those whores you keep promising to marry.
Here. You wanna buy a boat? Go ahead. Buy your damn boat. Sail across the Pacific Ocean if that's what you want to do. I'm going home. Back to the old U.S. of A. That's right, baby. With or without you. Because there just ain't no way I can make decent money here.
What about Cocos Island, Dick?
Peruvian treasure? You can have it. The whole enchilada. All $6 million. The way I figure it, by the time you dug it up, mine would be worth $10 million. Oh, you'd be 100 years old. You still got that 40 from Kansas, right?
Yeah, I have it. Yeah, but that was supposed to be our insurance money, Dick. Your bus ticket, though, right? Entire clutter fortune. $40.
Well, if we're going, let's get out of here. So we don't have to pay for another day in this flea pit.
What are you doing?
I'm gonna go to the post office to send my stuff back to Vegas. Why don't you go pawn that stuff with Jesus across the street? Hell, he's got everything else we came here with. I mean, if we're going north, we don't want to be carrying any evidence, do we, Dick? If we get caught, we'll be caught together. Isn't that what you said, Dick?
Yeah, this is Nye. I'm sorry to call you so late.
What's up, Harold?
Just get off the line with a buddy of mine from Vegas.
Had him showing our boys pictures around, checking pawn shops.
They're in Vegas?
Might be.
He got an ID on Smith and the address of his rooming house from a pawn ticket.
I'm on my way.
See you there.
Go! Whoa!
It's so cold, I wouldn't care if this whole place caught fire and burned me alive. It's a crazy man stunt, Dick, going back to Kansas City like this. You know, they're gonna get us for parole violation if nothing else. It's the only place I'm sure I can hang a lot of paper. I know we gotta be careful. On account of the got a warrant out for what we hung before. So, we'll move fast. What is it, honey? That other deal? Why the hell can't you just forget it? They never made any connection. They never will.
Oh, you could be wrong, Dick. And if you are, it means the corner for both of us.
Comedian, you kill me. Take a ride on the big swing, both of us? No way.
Dick.
Special Agent Nye, that's Special Agent Dewey.
Yeah.
Could we ask you a few questions?
Sure.
Oh, thank you, ma'am. You know him?
Nope, never seen him. Yeah. He stayed here a couple of times. He's not here now, though. He left weeks ago. Want to check the register? Larry pulled out November 11th.
You say where he's headed?
Nope. What do you got against him anyway? Nice punk like that. You ought to heard him talk. All these big, long words coming out of this whispery, lispery voice.
He's wanted on a warrant for parole violation in Kansas.
Y'all came all the way from Kansas on a parole case. Well, I'm just a dizzy blonde, and I believe you. But I wouldn't tell that tale to a dark-haired woman.
So what did he do with himself while he was here?
He tinkered with his car, was looking to sell it. Just before he left, I heard some colored man bought it.
But it never said where he was going.
You think I keep an eye on every crawly that comes in here? I'm not interested. I got a daughter married, big.
Nancy Clutter was my best friend. I can't believe it's been 3 months since she died. We planned to go to college together. We were going to be roommates. Nancy loved the river. Summer nights we used to ride double on her horse, Babe. Ride straight to the river and ride in the water. And I keep wondering what will ever become of Babe. I suppose they'll sell her. And I think, wouldn't Nancy have just hated that?
Yes, sir. We spoke on the phone the day before yesterday.
You are, Church. Funny name for a cop, I remember. And you are, sir?
Dunce. Carl Dunce, sir.
Good name for a cop.
I appreciate you taking
the
time.
Yeah. Well, just sit yourself down. No need to be so formal up here. Barkeep! Could we have some fresh coffee for my friends here?
As I told you, we found a letter from you among your son's possessions in Las Vegas.
That's how we traced you here, sir.
Where is he now?
Well, that's what we were hoping you could tell us, Mr. Smith.
Nope. Last address I have on him is Vegas. What's he supposed to have done this time?
Your son is wanted as a material witness in connection with a multiple homicide in Kansas.
You gotta be kidding. You're thinking Perry's a killer?
Sir, the fact is, we're not really interested in your boy for these murders, but we would like it if he could help us with a little information.
So he ain't a suspect, is what you're telling me?
Not at this moment, per se.
Well, per se. Did you know my boy ain't even allowed to set foot in the glorious state of Kansas, or else he's gonna be incarcerated immediately?
We're aware of the conditions of your son's parole.
Are you also aware, sir, that I personally wrote a 13-page letter entitled The History of My Boy's Life, which was read into the official record of the Kansas State Parole Board? Are you aware of that, sir?
There's no need to raise your voice to us, old man. We're just doing our job. Now, your boy is no angel, that's for damn sure. But that don't make him no killer, neither.
Your son's best chance would be to come forward and help himself, sir.
And you are the one that has to tell him that, Tex. You need to impress that on him as strongly as you possibly can.
I do, huh?
Tex John Smith married a Cherokee girl, Florence Buckskin. They had a rodeo act and the kid together. Did okay until Perry was about six, and then, quote, she took to whiskey and took the kid and left. Perry told me later his mother had soured her soul with liquor and men, end quote.
A poet.
She puts the kid in a Catholic orphanage in San Francisco where he almost dies, but the lone wolf comes to the rescue, takes the kid to Alaska where, quote, I taught him to hunt for gold in the sandy beds of snow water streams, taught him how to use a gun, huh?
Oh!
He taught him how to put a 12-gauge shotgun 3 inches from a 16-year-old girl's head and blow her brains against the wall. Good, now we know.
The kid joins the Merchant Marines. He signs up for Korea, wins the Bronze Star.
God bless America.
All right, brother and I, let's just settle down.
No, this, if you excuse the expression, is one big circle.
Now, wait a minute. There's some interesting stuff here.
Like what? We built us a hunting lodge, just me and my son. And when we finished, we danced on the roof. Of course, nobody never came. It was a big failure. Well, that's it. Boys cracked the case. Congratulations.
I don't have to stay here and listen to the king of the crime busters.
Now, I know we're all frustrated, so let's just think about what we got here. Two boot prints. A shotgun of the same caliber as the one used on the clutters. Some fancy knots and the word of a convicted thief and perjurer. Now, we could nab these fellas tomorrow and never be able to prove spit. Without a confession, we'll never get a conviction. That's my opinion.
Lunch is served.
I'm sorry. I knowed if I didn't show up when I said you get the bends, but I was having such a run of luck, figured I had to let it ride. Come on, join the picnic.
Hey, what happened to the old plates?
It's the bottom of the KC Reservoir. I got some new ones courtesy of my former employer, Marco Motors. Nobody saw me coming or going.
Isn't that stealing?
Well, that's a national pastime, honey. Stealing and cheating.
Now, let's go to Vegas.
Well, you want to get that stuff we sent out from Mexico? Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go to Vegas. Sunshine is sunshine.
Broke, right? They figure a quick trip to Hickok's backyard. They steal some plates, they hang some paper.
They're not necessarily.
Al, I don't care if Hickok was the only one ID'd. These animals stick together.
Why?
Creatures of habit.
Okay. It means one of two things. They're still here or they're headed back to Smith's home turf.
Which means?
You're on your way to Vegas.
Yeah.
and I love them.
Brother Nye.
Good to see you, Al.
Too, my friend.
This is Detective John Pike. He helped me apprehend our friends.
Pleasure to meet you, Mr. Dewey.
Well, thank you, sir.
Okay, this way. Smith's in the room on the right, Hickok on the left.
Now, your name Clutter has to hit him like a hammer.
Right between the eyes.
Nice and easy, Brother Nye. Carl?
Richard, I'm Special Agent Nye.
Dick, and you are?
Agent Church.
Sit down. I know the form I've been questioned for.
Good. Now, Richard, you've been on at least two big check sprees in the Kansas City area since your parole.
Uh-huh. Hung quite a few.
You think you could give me a list?
Sure could. First, we had a clothing shop in Olathe.
Olathe?
Then a camera shop in Kansas City.
A couple of jewelry stores, but you know, mostly cameras, radios, and TVs. Easy pickings. I mean, easy for Dick, that is. People just like him. I could never do that on my own.
Folks don't trust you, Perry?
No.
So, you got out in August, and you were doing swell until November. Then all of a sudden, you start to hang paper. You want to tell me what happened in November, Richard?
That'd be a book, sir. Well, it's all on account of Perry, if you want to know the truth. He got out before I did. He wrote me this letter, reminding me about this deal we used to talk about Mexico. Perry wrote me that he's got this sister who lives in Fort Scott, and she was holding some heavy change for him. The idea was to buy us a boat and take tourists deep sea fishing.
As far as I knew, she was living in Fort Scott. You know, my dad left me the money, which, as I told you, she was holding for me in Fort Scott. My plan was to go there and collect, but, you know, things didn't work out like I was hoping.
And when did you leave for Fort Scott?
Saturday.
November 14th.
And that was on Saturday, the 14th of November.
Well, that's when I found out she moved.
Must have been quite a blow after counting on a big piece of money.
Yeah, because, you know, we're counting on that money to go to Mexico.
Now, when you found out that Perry's sister didn't live there anymore, what'd you do right then?
Drove back.
You just went home?
No, KC. We stopped at the Zesto drive-in, ate burgers, and then tried Cherry Road.
Cherry Road?
You don't know Cherry Road? Every cop in Kansas knows Cherry Road. It's this stretch of park where you pick up, you know, mostly hustlers, but that's not all. There's plenty of amateurs, nurses, secretaries. We ended up with a pair of rollers. They were sisters, I think.
Remember their names by any chance?
Thank you. I never asked.
I spent the night with two girls. You never asked their names?
They're just whores.
Name of the motel, then. Do you remember the name of the motel?
Ask Dick, he'll know. I never remember junk like that.
So we took him to Funhaven. It's on Blue Ridge Road. It's $10 for keys to one of them cabins. Next morning, we woke up and they rolled us and beat it. Perry lost his wallet, $40, $50.
You notified the police?
Notified the police. Both of us on parole, not allowed to drink or associate with another grad or prostitutes. We had some breakfast, and then I drove him back to his hotel in Olathe.
Perry, how far is Fort Scott from Kansas City?
Oh, I couldn't say.
Well, how long did it take you to drive there, then?
Can't remember.
Of course you can't. Because you've never in your life been to Fort Scott, have you? Now, the fact is, nothing you've told us is true, is it, Perry?
How much did you haul in? I mean, would you say? Before you went to Mexico?
Couple of G's.
Well,
what I don't understand, Dick? Why do these people accept your checks? What's the secret?
The secret is people are dumb. That's the secret.
Guess you know why we're here.
Oh, sure he knows why we're here. He realized that we wouldn't come all the way to Nevada just to have a chat with a couple of two-bit check chisels.
What?
We'll come all this way just to talk about a bunch of hung paper, a bunch of bounced checks.
Can't think of any other reason.
I think it's time we straighten Perry out, don't you, Mr. Dunce?
Yes, sir. It's about time.
Now, you listen good, Perry. Because Mr. Dunce is going to tell you where you really were that Saturday, November 14th. Where you were and what you were doing.
You ever heard of the Clutter murder case?
Whoa. Now, hold on here. I ain't no damn killer.
You were out there in Holcomb, Kansas, in the home of Mr. Herbert Clutter. And before you left that house, you killed all the people in it.
Never. I never.
Never what?
I never knew anybody by that name, Clutter.
We have a living witness, Perry. Someone you overlooked.
Living witness? Can be.
Why? Because you thought you'd get rid of everyone?
There ain't nobody can connect me to any damn murder. Bad checks, little petty thievery. I ain't no damn killer.
Would you take off your boot for me, Richard? This is a one-to-one reproduction of certain footprints found on the dusty floor near Mr. Clutter's body. Perfect match. Now, your buddy Smith, he was even more careless. We got his boots, too. And they exactly fit another set of prints. In blood. Bloody boot prints. Just like a signature. You boys signed your work. Look at me, Hickok. Look at me. Now I'm going to tell you what's going to happen to you. You'll be taken back to Kansas, and you'll be charged with four counts of first-degree murder. Count one, that on or about the 15th day of November, you did knowingly and willfully...
Perry Smith killed the Clutters. It was Perry. I tried to stop him. He killed them all.
You got any aspirin? They took away my aspirin.
Are you okay?
Yeah. She just fainted. Come on, Hickok. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Your friend Hickok, he wouldn't harm the fleas and the dog, he says. He says, you're a natural killer.
Says you, whipped a colored man to death in Vegas. Just for fun.
You guys were pulling the stunt, you know? I didn't believe you that Dick could spill his guts like that. Okay. I'll tell you what happened. You like horses?
Yes. Do you like horses?
Oh, yeah. Mother was a champion rodeo rider.
Where did she ride?
All over. Wyoming, Idaho, Nevada, Utah. She was part Cherokee. So you play the clarinet?
Yeah. Not very well, I'm afraid.
It's all right. It's all right. You just keep playing. I play the guitar. Taught myself. You and Dad just got kind of good, you know? Yeah, you will too.
Get him in there.
Thank you.
please leave my wife alone, young man? She's been sick for years. She's just now beginning to improve.
Drummed it into me. No witnesses.
Well, I said you gotta shoot the daughter, Mrs. Clutter, because I don't kill any women. So he did. I thought I could make him argue me out of it, you know, make him admit he was a phony. Coward. See? It was something between him and me.
That's what you meant by living witness. Dick.
Floyd, is that you? You lying son of a bitch.
Hey, what you think they gonna do to you, man?
Nothing. I'm gonna bust out of here. I'm gonna grab a car and raise some dust.
Uh-huh. After your mama testifies or before?
They took my boy Richard when he was a pup, and they threw him in a cage with these wild animals, and they tormented him until he became as mean as they were. Then they just threw him in the world. But it seems like that people are looking at me and thinking, well, she must be to blame somehow. And maybe I did something wrong, only I don't know what it could have been. We're plain people, just country people, getting along same as everybody, and I can't make excuses for what he did. I'm not forgetting that family. I pray for them every night, but I pray for Richard, too, and that boy Perry. I got nothing but pity for him now.
Hello, Perry.
Mr. Dewey.
Hey, thanks for coming. There's something I needed to tell you. See, I lied to you about a couple of details, and I'd like to correct them.
All right.
You know, I wanted to fix Dick for being such a coward and dropping his guts all over the floor, but, I don't have anything against his family. And his mother, she's a real sweet person, and, well, I think it might be some comfort to her to know that Dick did not pull the trigger. I'm the one who killed all of them. But they never hurt me, like some people, like people have all my life. I guess the Clutters had to be the one to pay for it.
Oh, I'll make sure I talk to Mr. and Mrs. Haycock and tell them what you say.
Mr. Dewey, I'm not scared. You know, I died once already in Alaska.
How do you mean?
Well, you know, when our lodge went bust, your dad pulled a gun on me. It was just the two of us living this big failure, and he blamed me. He said I was a greedy, selfish bastard, and I should just get the hell out.
Pulled a gun on you?
Oh, yeah. You know, my hands, they grabbed his throat, and they just want to choke him to death. But, you know, Dad, he's a slippery one. And, he tore loose, and he grabbed his gun, and he pointed at me, and he said, "Look at me. I'm the last living soul you're ever going to see." Well, I stood my ground, and he pulled the trigger. See, he was so messed up, he forgot to load it. So I just left. I walked till it was night, and when I got back, everything I owned was lying out there in the snow. Mr. Dewey, you gonna be there?
Clutter's present?
No. You have heard the order of execution, Richard Eugene Hickok. Do you have any last statement to make?
Yes, sir.
Okay, boys.
Just want to say that I don't have any hard feelings. You're sending me to a better place than this era was. I see you, Mr. Dewey.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. May the Lord have mercy on your soul.
Not necessarily capable of murder individually, together the two men formed a third homicidal personality. The crime was a psychological accident, a twist of fate, virtually an impersonal act. The victims might as well have been killed by lightning. This is just junk. I'm just so glad it's over.
I think it's a hell of a thing to take a life in this manner. Maybe I had something to contribute. Something. It would be meaningless for me to apologize, even inappropriate. But I do. I apologize.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. May the Lord have mercy on your soul.
There's a race of men who don't fit in. Their spirits can't sit still. They break the hearts of all they can and roam the world at will. They range the field, they roll the flood. Cause they got the curse of the gypsy's blood and don't know how to rest.